The Mishnah on the last line of Daf Samach Hey Amid Beis, and the Mishnah is addressing the case of Nebuch, someone whose legs were amputated, or one leg was amputated, and is he allowed to go out in Rishus HaRabim with some sort of a wooden replacement for his foot? And the Mishnah says, Hakitea Yotze Bekav Shalo. A person whose leg was amputated is allowed to go out in Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Meir, with his wooden foot. Now, in a case of someone whose foot has been severed, so they insert the stump of his lower leg into a piece of wood that's carved to resemble a foot. Now wooden carved out resemblance of a foot is not meant to support the weight of the cripple. For that he needs something else. Let's say maybe he needs something strapped to his leg, or maybe he would hold something in his hands. This was simply not for support, but rather to resemble a foot. He would need another method of carrying his weight. And Rav Meir is of the opinion that even though this kind of replacement for a shoe is made of wood, which normally would not be considered a nail would normally be made of leather, nevertheless in this particular situation, we view it as a nail, even though it's made of wood, and it could be worn out in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And now we turn to Rabbi Yossi on the top of Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says that this wooden foot is not considered a nail, because he wants to see a nail that's made out of leather, or Ayin Vav Resh. That's considered footwear. But when you make a shoe out of wood, which is not your typical or classical shoe, it's not considered a nail. It's not therefore a levush, but rather it's a masa, and it's prohibited on Shabbos. Now, it's true that this person is wearing this foot to conceal his situation. Now you might say, well, that's considered a tachshit. Maybe we should consider it an ornament. But the answer is that for anyone else, this would not be considered an ornament, and therefore doesn't have the status of a tachshit. Now, if let's say he would have no way of getting around and carrying himself from place to place without, for example, a crutch, that's a different story. And that even Rabbi Yossi would be mat. But this wooden foot doesn't fit that category. It's not for ambulation, but rather its function is cosmetic in nature. It doesn't bear his weight. Now let's keep in mind that Rabbi Yossi Oser means it's osim in Rabbanon. This would not constitute a chiv chatos for violating a malacha d'oraisa, because this is not the normal way in which you carry something from place to place. And therefore the iser here is an iser gzera d'rabbanan. And the reason why Rabbi Yossi will not recognize the status of this wooden leg as a nail is because it's not made of wood, it's not made of leather, but rather of wood. The Gemara in Yevamos, though, has a discussion about what constitutes a nail. And the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis establishes that according to Rabbi Yossi, footwear has to be made of leather, of or. Which makes sense now that Rabbi Yossi is l'shitoso, that you need or in order to be a nail. The Mishnah continues, v'yem yesh lo beis kivul, Ksisin Tomei. And once again, as we've seen many times in Masechet Shabbos, the parallel between wearing things as garments and whether these garments are Makabel Tumah. Here, we're talking about this wooden foot, and it has a place for cushion. Ksisin, some sort of a cushion. Maybe it's made of cloth. And once this wooden foot has a place to receive these rags, these cloths, then it has what's called a base kibul. And even though it's made of wood, and pshutei kliyeitz are not makabel tumah, but here there's a cavity, and they add space in this cavity for a cushion, now this piece, this kli, which is the wooden foot, is makabel tumah, because it's no longer pshutei kliyeitz, it's got a kli kibul. And once it has a kli kibul, then it's susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. The Mishnah continues and speaks about Smochos Shelo. Now, until now we spoke about a person who doesn't have one leg, one foot, and he has a wooden foot for aesthetic reasons, as we said before. But now, we're talking about a cripple who never doesn't have two of his bottom feet. And he needs what's called smochos to support his lower legs. And lismoch means to support. So here is smochos. Now I have a diagram here in the Masifta of smochos. And actually there are two types of smochos. One type is, in this diagram, is indicated in the following way. He's going to have some sort of a leg that goes at a 90 degree angle, and it's made of R. It's placed underneath his knee, but going like behind him. And in this case, it's called smochos because he's going to put his weight on it. It's carrying his weight. Hu nismach alem. That's why it's called smochos. And in such a case, I'm going to skip one phrase in the Mishnah for a second, come right back to it. Yotzim bahem b'shabbos. He's allowed to walk with these smochos in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, unlike the first case that we discussed, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, of a kav, a wooden foot. In this case, everybody agrees it's mutter to go out in Rishus HaRabim, because since he puts his weight on these smochos, and that's what carries him, then it has the status of a malbush. And it's not something that normally would be a malbush, but in this particular case, it's called a malbush. And the person needs these, we'll call them pads, in order to propel himself, and therefore it's not a masa, but rather it's a levush, or maybe you can call it a takshit. Now we skipped tmeim midras. Now tumas midras applies to a zav, and when the zav puts his weight onto something, either he sits on something, he lies on something, he stands on something, he leans on something, all that is called tumas medris, or midras. And if he's using it as something to carry the weight, then it comes under this category of tumah. Here in our discussion, since the smochos will support the weight of the person, and these pads of this person who never doesn't have feet are supporting, then it is subject to tumas midras, which would mean that this person, this cripple, is a zav, or in the case of a woman, it could be a zav or a nida. There's tumas midras, and these supports, as we said, which are made of pads of that will hold up the weight of this person, that becomes subject to tumas midras. Then it says, v'nichnasim bahem ba'azara. Now normally a person is not allowed to enter into the azara in the Migdash wearing shoes. And that's based on a Mishnah in Masechta Brachos. And this prohibition of wearing shoes in the Migdash and in the Chatzer, maybe even in Har Bayis, you have to know the sugya over there in Brachos. But in this case of a person whose legs were amputated, Nebuch, and he needs this support, that's not considered a shoe, and therefore could be worn in the Chatzer, in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, even though this footwear is not legally a shoe, and therefore, for example, it might not be something that could be used for chalitza, nevertheless, it still is mekabel tumas medrash, and you're still permitted to go into the azara with these smuchos. And since they run along the length of his legs, and they're attached to his shins and his knees, they're not considered shoes, and therefore they're not prohibited in the Azara. There's another way that an amputee could project himself, propel himself, that's called a kisei v'smacho shalo. He sits on a low chair, and again I have here for you a diagram. His body is tied down to this chair, and what he's able to do is he's able to put smuchos below his two legs, and he can propel himself by holding on to this chair. And this is something that could apply even to someone who is not an amputee. He has legs, but let's say the muscles of his legs are not functioning, which is called atrophy, and he cannot walk on his knees, he cannot even walk on his lower legs. So if in this way he's crippled, he propels himself by the means of this low chair that's strapped onto him, he holds a short crutch, it's like a bench-like crutch, in each one of his hands he gets one of these crutches, and he pushes down on the ground with these crutches, pushing himself forward until he comes to rest again in a sitting position. So this person's feet, or we'll call them leg stumps, are encased in wooden or maybe leather supports, and the action of pushing forward, he's going to use his legs to be supported momentarily by this, the weight of his legs momentarily by these smuchos, these supports. So again, since the chair and the leg supports are used to support its weight, they become tome with tumas midras, and that's point number one. Point number two in the Mishnah is ein yotzin bahen b'shabbos. Now, what happens is that his legs go over the side of this chair. They don't rest on the ground. And therefore, whatever supports he uses are easy to fall. And then he might transport them on Shabbos, or somebody else might transport them on Shabbos. And that's why Ein Yotzim Ben B'Shabbos. V'Ein Nichnasim Ben Ba'Azara. In other words, now we have a case where these leg supports, which are worn on the feet, or at the end of one stump, those are considered shoes. They have the status of a minhal, and therefore you're not allowed to wear them in the Azara, because in the Azara we said, based on the Gemara in Brachos, the Mishnah in Brachos, one's not allowed to enter into the Harbayis with his shoe. And finally, Lokitman Tahorin V'ein Yotzim Behen. So there's something called Lokitman. Rashi says that this is already a whole different discussion. I mean, it's similar, but not to be compared with these different kinds of fashions, woods and supports for the legs. We're talking about masks, Rashi says, that are worn to frighten children. The Gemara is going to give many different explanations as to what this is, these lokitmin. The Gemara says, Amar le Rava l'Rav Nachman, Hechi Tnan. What did you understand was taught in our Mishnah? When the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Meir, who permits this person to go out with this wooden foot, and Rabbi Yossi asses it, did the Mishnah actually say that there is such a machlokas? He says, lo yadana. It sounds like Rav Nachman was unaware of this machlokas. I'm sorry, my mistake. What happens is we're not sure who's the mekil, who's matir, and who's machmir. We have it that Rav Meir was the matir and Rav Yossi was the machmir. But Rav Nachman was not sure about that. Hilchos Amai, how do we pass it? Amalei lo yadan, I don't know. Itmar, we're going to now try to establish that the girsa in our Mishnah, which has Rav Meir the mekil, is the correct girsa. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says that Ein Hakitea, that when the Mishnah tells you that you're not allowed to go out, this person who is, you know, he puts this wooden foot, he's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Meir. And Faket, the opposite is true. Rabbi Yossi is the mat. V'chein Omar, Rav Huna Ein Hakitea. And switching it around, that Rav Meir is the one who says that this person who doesn't have a leg and he wears a wooden leg is not allowed to go out on Shabbos. So according to both Shmuel and Rav Huna, Rav Meir prohibits this person to go out with his wooden foot on Shabbos, whereas Rav Yossi permits it. Rav Yosef also says the same thing. Rav Yosef hold the Omer Shmuel, Ein Akitea. V'yomar Rav Huna ein akiteya, is ananami nisni ein akiteya. So Rav Yosef wants to rely on both Shmuel and Rav Huna, and the Mishnah should be saying ein akiteya. Well, let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah actually says hakiteya yotze bekav shelo. Now we're reading it ein akiteya yotze bekav shelo divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rav Yosef now agrees that our Mishnah, if you read it properly, has Rabbi Meir who is the Oser, because it should be read Ein Akiteya. And Rabbi Yosef is the one who's Matir. Maskifla Rava Bar Shira. Lo Shmielahu. Did all these Amoraim not hear? Hodemasni Le Rav Hanan Bar Rava L'chia barav, barav kame derav, derav bekin, bekitona debe rav, in the chamber of Rav's academy, that einakitea yotze bekav shalo debe Rabbi Meir, Rav Yossi matir, umachvi le rav epuch. That when the Chachomim tried to recite the Mishnah in the presence of Rav, quoting Rabbi Meir as the Machmir, Rabbi Yossi as the Matir, Rav made a sign with his hands indicating that it's just the opposite, Epoch. Reverse it. And Rabbi Meir is the one who is Matir. He permitted the wooden foot. Rabbi Yossi prohibits it. So from this incident that Rav said Epoch, you see that he did not accept Shmuel's reading. So why does Rav Yosef follow the reading of Shmuel and not the reading of Rav? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'simonech samach samach. If you want to remember Rav's understanding of the Mishnah, you have samach samach, which means that Rav Yossi, who, there's a samach in Rav Yossi's name, is Oser, and the word Oser has a samach in it. So Rav Yossi is the Oser. That's the quick way of remembering it, the two samachs. Now the Gemara wants to say that even Shmuel agrees with Rav's reading of our Mishnah. V'yaf Shmuel Hodarbe, Shmuel retracted his original opinion. Disnan, and this is based on a Mishnah in Yevamos that addresses the case of how to define a sandal for the purpose of chalitza. Cholza besandal she'eno shelo, if she takes off the Yavam's sandal, but it's not his personal property, he doesn't own it. Or if it's a sandal shel eitz, it's made of wood. O shel smol b'yamin, or she removed the left shoe from the right foot, is chalitza kshera. Then in all these cases, the chalitza is valid. The amrinon, mantana. We have here a wooden sandal in this Mishnah, and a wooden sandal is considered a nal. Omer Shmuel Rebbe Meir he. This could only reflect the sheet of Rebbe Meir, who says hakitea yotze bekav shalo. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's how the Mishnah is quoted here by Shmuel v'Rav Yossi Oser, exactly where we have it in our text. So it means that in the case of a chalitza situation, the author of the Mishnah in Yevamos validates chalitza with a sandal shel eitz. A sandal shalitz qualifies as a na'al. And Shmuel says that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir allows a person who doesn't have a leg to walk out of Mishnah Saram on Shabbos with a wooden foot, a kav shalo, to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi asks it. Rabbi Meir holds that with regard to the laws of Shabbos, a wooden shoe is considered like a shoe. It's like a minal, like a na'al. And so too, with regard to chalitza, Rabbi Meir would hold that a wooden sandal is considered legally a nal, and it's a shoe. So it's clear from this transmission of Shmuel that he came to the final conclusion that Rabbi Meir is matir the kitea to go out with the kav, with this wooden foot. And even though it's made of wood, he considers a nal, both for Shabbos and for chalitza. So it's Rav Meir who has a wooden shoe as qualified for chalitza. And Shmuel must be retracting his original position and concluding that Rav Meir is the one who's matir kav on Shabbos, not Rav Yossi. V'yaf Rav Huna Hodarbe, and even Rav Huna retracted his original position. The Sanyu Eva Braisa, sandal shel sayodim. We've discussed, you know, the stick of the sayodim, if you remember, as far as Makom HaPatish, when he takes parts out, he plasters walls. But now we're talking about a sandal that was worn by sayodim. And apparently, when the plasterer, if we can call it that, maybe here we're talking about, I know it says sayodim, maybe he's selling plaster, and he wears on top of his leather shoes, he wears special sandal, a special kind of a straw shoe to protect his shoes that are made of leather. And the status of that sandal is, in this price, a tomei midras. In other words, he's putting his weight on top of this sandal, and therefore, if he was a zav, he'd be metameit. The isha choletzis, but it has the status of a nal as far as chalitza, and therefore, yotzim bo b'shavas, he's allowed to wear it in Rishus HaRab on Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva. But v'lo hodulo, the chachamim did not accept his opinion of Rabbi Akiva, because again, this is made of straw. Straw is not a nal. A shoe is not made of straw, it's made of leather. And we now have Asnan, a Mishnah in Masechta Edios, that says Hodulo, that the Chachamim actually accepted Rabbi Akiva's opinion that a straw sandal that's worn by these plasterers is susceptible to Tumas Medris, and the Chacham also accepted this, and therefore if it has the status of a shoe, of a minal, then it would be allowed in Rishus HaRabim, and it could be used for Chalitza. So the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Akiva straight down the line. Amar Rav Huna, man hodulo, Rabbi Meir. It was Rabbi Meir, the author of our Mishnah, who was matir in our Mishnah. He's the one who accepted Rabbi Akiva's opinion that, oh, you know, if an amputee goes out with a wooden foot, then it's considered like a shoe, and he's allowed to wear that in Rishus HaRabim. This despite the fact that it's made of wood. And he would agree with Rabbi Akiva in the case of straw for the sake of this sandal of sayodim. And it would be considered a minol. Man lo hodulo, Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi never accepted the shita of Rabbi Akiva. But it's quite clear that Rav Huna agrees now in this context that Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah is the one who allows this person without a foot to go out with a wooden foot. Rabbi Yossi does not. So he retracted his original position and he accepted Rav's position. So it comes out that everybody agrees Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Rabbi Meir is the Mati, Rabbi Yossi is the Oser, like we saw in the name of Rav, who said Epoch. Now, we quoted Rav Huna, that Rabbi Yossi is the one who rejects Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, and now there's somebody else who rejects Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef, Manlo, Hodulo, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri rejected the sheet of Rabbi Akiva as far as this wooden shoe is concerned, or the shoe of the plasterer that's made of straw. And that's based on a Mishnah in Masechta Kelim. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Disnan, Machtzeles Hakash Vishoferes Hakash, the kaveres shel kash, shofer shel konim, is Rabbi Akiva's mitami, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is mitayer. So these are all sorts of utensils that are made of straw. Like, for example, a machzelis, which is a mat that's made of straw. Or a shofaris is a kind of a tube. And this is made of straw. And Rabbi Akiva says they're tomei. So for example, let's say he lies down on this mat. So then it's Makabel Tumas Midras if he's a Zav, according to Rabbi Akiva. And a straw tube, that's a small tube that is shaped like almost like a basket. It has a container in it, and therefore it has a kli kivul, and it's makabel tuma. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says no. These are not makabel tuma. They're made of straw. Straw is not makabel tuma. And the reason for that is because the Torah in Vayikra Yud Aleph, as we mentioned earlier, when we were discussing the case of a sock, we were talking about articles that are listed in the Torah, enumerated here in Kabbalah's Tumah, and the case of straw is completely omitted. So Rabbi Akiva holds that straw is under wood, and we say, the Torah says that wood is makabel tuma under certain conditions. You have to have a base kibul. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri never accepted that. He looked for straw in the list of materials that are subject to tuma, and he didn't find it in that list. And therefore, he says it's not makabel tuma. Anything made of straw is not makabel tuma. Now let's go back to the plasterer. Right, he's got sandals that are made of straw. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold that it's not susceptible to tuma, and that's against Rabbi Akiva. So he must be one of those chulkim on Rabbi Akiva, one of the dissenters who rejected Rabbi Akiva. Now Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, and they say that the case of the sandal shel sayodim that's mentioned in the earlier brisa is not as we explained it, which is Rashi's maskon of straw, but rather it's made of wood, and it's Rabbi Akiva who says that this sandal is makabel tuma, tumas midras, and he would allow it for chalitza, even though it's made of wood, and you're allowed to go out with it in Rishus HaRabim, in the case of that wooden leg. And those who dissent and reject Rabbi Akiva, they hold that wood is not considered a minol. And Rav Huna, who says that those who disagree, or those who agree with Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi disagree, that it's all about this issue of wood, not the way Rashi finally interprets it as a matter of a question about straw. Now, the way that we understood this entire sugya, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is based on the status of a nal. And that's a doraisa halacha, whether it's in tuma, whether it's in hotzah and rishus haravim, whether it's in chalitza as far as a nal is concerned. But the Ramban and many others disagree with Rashi, and they think that even Rabbi Yossi agrees there was never an issue that on a doraisa level, a wooden shoe is considered a nal, and it would not be considered a masa on Shabbos, and it would be kosher for chalitza. But according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yossi does not allow an amputee to go out with this wooden foot. That's for a different reason. That's a drabbanan reason. Not because it's not a nal, as Rashi would see it, but rather we're afraid that maybe that piece, that piece of wood that's attached to through the stump of his foot is going to fall, and he'll carry it in Rishus HaRabim Dalin Amos. Omar Mar, let's go back to the case of Sandal Shel Sayodim, and Rabbi Akiva said, Tomei Midras, Halav Lehilucha Avdi. The Gemara wants to know, why would this nal, this sandal, be considered a tumas, would be subject to tumas medrash, when it's not lilucha? In other words, he only protects his inner shoes from the plaster by wearing these outer shoes. he's not putting his weight upon them. He's not using them as a shoe. Why would it be Tomei Tumas Medrash? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Ula, Shekein Asayid Mitayel Bo Ad Shemagil Abeso. Then when he finishes his malacha and he wants to go home, he wears this sandal as a shoe. He walks on it until he reaches his home. Then he takes it off. So since he's walking on it on his way home, therefore it has the status of a shoe. And it's Tomei Tumas Medrash. Now our Mishnah says that im yeshlo beis kibul ksisin tomei, that even though it's made of wood and pshutei kliyetz are not makabel tumah, but if it has a beis kibul, because you put sort of cloths in order to wet, in order to soften and cushion the wooden leg going into this receptacle, so there's a cavity that makes it into a beis kibul. Omar Abaye, tomei tumas mes, but the ain tomei midras. According to Abaye, this wooden foot that has a base kibble to it for ksisin is makabel tumas mes, which would mean that if a mes came in contact with this wooden foot that has a base kibble, it would be makabel tumah. But it's not subject to kabbalas tumas midras. And the reason for that is that, again, as we said before, it's not meant to support the weight of this amputee. It's only a kind of an aesthetic replacement of the missing foot to disguise the fact that he's missing a foot. Rav Amar Af Tomei Midrash, that sometimes he will use it to support his weight. And Amar Rav Amino Aminale, how do I know that this is so? Disnan, because we have a Mishnah in Beitza that says Agala Shel Katan Tmeya Midras, that a child's wagon is susceptible to Kabbalas Tumas Midras. How often does it does it actually bear the weight of a child? It's only from one time, from occasional. So we see that if you use it for support on an occasion, that's enough to make it into a susceptible to Tumas Midras. And the wooden foot is likewise susceptible because sometimes he supports the cripple's weight. Abayomar hosam somich ilove. There, in the case of a child's wagon, the child supports itself on a very frequent basis, often enough, so that it could be susceptible to tumas midras. But hacha, here in the case of a wooden foot, which again, as we said before, is only there to disguise the natural foot. He says lo samach iluye. It's very rare, if at all, that he will support himself on it. And Omar Abaye mina midile. What's my raya? What's my source for that? And it's based on a brisa that says makel shel zkenim tahar miklum. A wooden stick, a walking stick that's used by an elderly person, is not subject to Kabbalas Tumas Midras. And the reason for that is because although occasionally he may put some weight on it, but its primary purpose is not to support his weight. It's just to sort of make sure that he gets his balance and he won't fall. So we see that something that's only used on an occasion for support is not subject to Tumas Midras. And Rava now is going to be machalik between the walking stick and the wooden foot. And Rava says, Hasam, there. And here we turn to Daf Samach Vav Hamid Beis. Le Sarutze Sugya Avida. In other words, in the case of a walking stick, he never really used it to support his full weight. It's only to straighten out his steps and make sure that he doesn't step towards too far for the left or too far for the right. That's not subject to Tumas Midras. But hacha, here in the case of a wooden foot, lismachi lihu davide, although primarily it's used for cosmetic purposes, as we said, but nevertheless, it's very often or at least occasionally, but seriously occasionally, it supports his full weight. And samach aleh, and therefore it's subject to tumas medras. Now the Mishnah says, tmeim medras, we're talking about the chair and the leg supports of someone who has no legs, and this is susceptible to kabbalas tumas midras. V'ein yotzeh b'Shabbos, he cannot go out on Shabbos. And nasan b'Azor, it's considered a nal as far as the Azor is concerned. And the Gemara now contradicts our Mishnah with a brisa. Tani tani, tanakami de Rav Yochanan, nichnasim b'hem la'Azor, that it's not considered a nal, and therefore there's no issur to go into the Azara with these various kinds of leg supports for the lower legs. And this brisa was presented in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ani shona isha choletzes po. I have another brisa that says that this is a nal as far as chalitz is concerned, since it supports the leg. It's considered a nal. V'at amet nichnosim. Now you're going to tell me in this brisa that you're allowed to walk into the azara with this leg support? Meaning, you can't be matrid unless you're saying that it's not considered a shoe, it's not a nal. And yet, my brisa says it's considered a nal as far as chalitz is concerned. Tani, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says we have to change the brisa, and you have to read it, ein nichnasim ba'em la'azara, that you're not allowed to go into the azara. Now the Mishnah says, lo kintmin tahora, my lo kintin, Omar Rabbi Avo, chamora de achfa. Interesting. Achfa means made of wood. And these are, well, the word achfa doesn't mean wood, but it's a wooden chamor. It's like a toy donkey. And who are the achfa for? These are the shoulders. So these donkeys that are made of wood are being carried on shoulders. Whose shoulders? These are the shoulders of clowns, that they used to use these wooden donkeys to entertain the children. Rav Abar, Papa Omar, he has a different opinion. Kshire, these are stilts that are used to walk in the mud. And Rav Abar, Rav Huna Omar, Prami, these are masks that are used to frighten the children. And basically, we have here clowns that were there to perform in the street, and they would have donkeys that were suspended between the performer's legs. You'd give the impression that he was riding the donkey. It actually hung from his shoulders. It's almost like a puppet show. And this utensil is not susceptible to tumah at all, because it's not something that bears the weight of the clowns. I mean, he's just playing with it, you know, making believe that he's riding it, but he's not really riding it. And you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it's not any sort of malbush, it's not a tachshit. Again, would somebody be chayav for hotzah if he went out with this wooden donkey? I don't know. I'm not sure. Is it a masa? And he'd be chayev, or maybe this is, you know, if he jumps around with it as if he's riding it, maybe that would be shalom keder chotzah. Now, in the case of Rav Papa that we're talking about, Rav Bar Papa that we're talking about, stilts, they're not makabel tumah. And why is that so? And the answer is because, number one, these are made of wood, and number two, they're pshutei kliyetz. There's no base kibble. And it helps him go through the mud, but it doesn't really support the body. It doesn't support the weight of one's body. And perhaps also we can add that it's only occasional that he uses these stilts through deep mud so that it has to support his weight. In any event, it's not makabel tumas medras. And finally, we have Rav Bar Rav Huna, And he says, Prame, these are masks that he used to frighten the children as part of, I guess, a game. And that's something that we mentioned earlier when we saw this in the Mishnah. Okay, then, so we're now on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, about line 10, the first of the wide lines, and we'll start the Mishnah Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.